T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, go. Is your AOTD? Glad you could join us today.
Thanks.
Where you been?
I had a meeting I had to be at.
Here in the building?
Yeah, downstairs.
Oh!
I know. Not with boss, don't worry.
Oh.
Everything all right?
Yeah, all good.
Who you meet with?
People.
None of your business.
It's for her to know and you to find out.
I'm assuming when that becomes your business, we'll all let you know.
It's going to become his business when his key card doesn't work.
Oh, God. Don't map me around here.
Welcome to the Dana and Mark Show.
Hi, Kara.
Hello. New study came out. Says something that most women already knew. Women are more sleep deprived than men.
Here we go.
Especially when it comes to babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unlike men, a good night's sleep for women is affected by having children in the house. The younger they are, the worse it is.
Really, you had to do a study for that, huh?
If I could get up in the middle of the night and breastfeed the child, I would happily do that. But I can't. So get up, breastfeed the child, and go back to bed.
Yeah, and quit your whining about it.
Right.
Here's the problem.
No one forced you to get preggers.
Even as they're older children, women still sleep less because the kids come to mom, not to dad.
Well, who's
not in my house?
Who's laying next to mom in the bed?
Dad?
Yeah. I told you I started.
Who's apparently sleeping through the night.
You have to put a special ringer dinger dinger on your phone for the kids. You will sleep better when you do it. Then if anyone else is calling, it goes straight to voicemail and I don't care. But if it's one of those four, then I know I've got to jump up and freak out.
Do they all have separate ones? Are they all different or is
it
the same ringtone?
One tone for all four children.
Okay.
You know what's been happening a lot lately? And I can't be mean or angry when it happens, but I very firmly yesterday on vacation have had to tell the University of Kansas to please stop calling me and asking me for money after we just cut a large check for Jack's second semester. The phone call comes in as a Lawrence phone number. And when I see that number, I freak out because he's not calling on his cell phone. Why are you calling me? Mm-hmm. Where are you?
I'm at the
Popo. What's wrong? I see that number and I think, so I answer it. I go, yes, what? Hi, we're calling from the Alumni Center. This is Jane. I'm a student at KU. And I've gotten probably 7 phone calls, Scott, in 3 weeks.
Okay,
Jane, you can go to hell.
Well, but they're students. And so, and I know how this scam works. You know, and I always tell them, remember, I told 6 other people in the last 2 weeks that we have started paying a whole lot of money to this fine institution because it's fabulous, but we're not going to pay any additional right now. Oh, well, and this is what they say because it's in the script because I did this my sophomore year.
You worked at the Alumni Center?
Very briefly.
So did I.
Because you have to keep cold calling.
I was a janitor.
Alums. Now, it's not as bad as other telemarketing jobs where people tell you to go, you know what? Because you're calling alumni from the Alumni Center.
Third floor.
People are nice to you. They're like, oh, hon, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll give you $20. But there comes a point, you know, when the children are in school there, we're not going to give any additional money.
Right.
So
I always liked it right the year after you get out of college and they start calling you and you're like, I'm still paying off.
I still have loans.
The schooling that I just paid
now,
for there.
Did you give them money in the past?
No. Well, my license plate. Yeah, that's how they know me because of my license plate.
I never gave KU money after I left, and I never get those calls.
Okay, well, the first time you cut your first check for your daughter at the University of Kansas, your phone will start ringing. It will be a 785 number, and you will freak out thinking she's in jail.
And I'm going to say, Jane, I'm not going to be like you. I'm going to say, Jane, take no offense, but you can suck it.
No, you can't say that to a student.
I just dropped a super fat check on that university, so bye-bye.
What do you mean you can't say that to a student?
They're kids.
They're not. They're adults. Listen, they should know better.
Every time they get a donation, do you remember what they would do?
They would ring a bell.
They ring a bell, and then they play the Rock Chalk song if you get a $500 donation.
You know why I know that?
Jane,
because
you can
I used
that
to have
bell?
To dust that bell when I was a janitor working at the Alumni Center. And we would ding it upstairs when nobody was there while we were walking around with beer that we got from the bar on the second floor.
I'm so sorry to bother you at the dinner hour at 6:30, but ding, ding, ding. Would you like to give money? No! Okay,
hey,
sorry.
Jane, do you know what the janitors have done with that bell? There's been a coin purse on it. That's all I'm saying.
Jane, I used to work there 30 years ago. You wouldn't believe what I did to your desk that you're probably sitting at right now.
Someone just said, Dana, I get the same call. It freaks me out, and then I get mad.
See, I don't... Don't universities get enough?
Well, what they say is, you know, your extra donations are going to go to a special pot of money that is just for...
The Alumni Center.
Fill in the blank. I'm like, nope, all of my money, the whole pot, is going to one child right now.
Now, see, here's the funny thing. The Alumni... This is what I don't understand about KU. And I worked at the Alumni Center for 3 years. The Alumni Center is technically off campus, while affiliated with is not part of the university.
Yeah.
So where is that money going?
Well, it depends. Ask Jane the next time she calls you and she'll tell you.
I did not get my paychecks from the University of Kansas. My paychecks came from the state of Kansas because it's a state-run facility. I know, Scott, so is the university, blah, blah, blah. It's probably the same thing. I was not an employee of the University of Kansas when I was a janitor. It's like if you're a professor, you get your money from the state, but you're an employee of the University of Kansas.
Did you ever telemarket Kara Markser?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
I was the same way you were. I was calling prospective students, though.
It's the worst. If you are listening and that is your job.
Oh. I try to get them to go to your little college?
I can't be mean to them.
Well, you don't know. I'm kidding. I would not tell Jane to, you know what. I would be very polite and say no, thank you. I'm blustering for effect. I would be very polite and say no, thank you, like I would with any telemarketer. And even when I get these calls from Hoboken, New Jersey, and, you know, Eau Claire,
you're nice to them at
Wisconsin,
first.
I always just simply say, I've always been nice to them. They say, press 1 to speak with an operator, and I press 1. And I simply just say, would you please take me off the call list?
And then an angry man
and then
tells
that one
you
time,
to go
that was
something
one,
where
that
it
was,
doesn't belong.
And then he lost his mind.
Well, he was rude first. He drew first blood. And I just simply said, will you please take me off the call list? And he goes, go F yourself. And I said, I'm sorry?
Pardon me?
Then he repeated. I go, you listen to me! You listen to me!
And then he called again the very next day.
I couldn't believe, I've never seen that side of myself because I don't get angry.
Your rage monster came out.
And when it's
telemarketer
rage. I'm like, you called me and then you told me to go blank myself. And out of nowhere, just like this demon came out from my loins. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, and when I got off the phone, I was like, I dropped the phone like this. I go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that thing has the devil in it.
It was the phone.
I was like, oh, bad phone.
Bad, very bad.
So when you would cold call, what would you say? Like, here, you ready?
Oh, okay.
Ring. Hello.
Hi, this is Kara Markser from St. Joseph's College calling.
Wow, you sucked.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Hi, Kara. Hi, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody. I'm wondering if you would be interested in filling out an application to come to school here. We noticed that you filled out paperwork during our last career day at your high school.
I've already been accepted to Indiana University.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's it?
That would be pretty much it, yeah. Because if they've already accepted somewhere else, Indiana they're not by. Coming out anywhere else.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get anybody to say, yeah, I'm really interested, and I think I'm going to go to St. Joseph
College? Okay, good.
I got a few.
And how did you do on the third floor at the Alumni Center?
Because I hate being told no, and I hate asking for money. It was the worst job I could have possibly had, next to waiting tables, which I also hated.
You had the two worst jobs ever.
I did.
You worked at the Alumni Center on the third floor, which is awful. That's hell on earth.
It was awful.
And you were a waitress at Dos Hombres.
Equally awful. The smell to this day of that syrupy yellow margarita mix makes me want to vomit.
How long did you work there?
Not long. And then you would take your uniform home and it would smell...
like smoke.
Like, well, not smoke. It would reek of chips.
And
like
salsa?
Like chip...
oil?
Grease.
Yeah.
Chips, grease, and the salsa that we used to make, by the way, in enormous plastic garbage tubs. You know, the big, huge...
like the 55-gallon
drums? Yes, like in a concert, those drums. That's what we would make the salsa in. It took me probably 10 years to walk into a Mexican restaurant after I worked there for 6 months. I that smell was seared into the part of my brain for some reason. I don't drink margaritas. We'll go out. So do you want a top shelf margarita? No, it makes me want to vomit. Oh, okay.
Is Dos Hombres still around?
Hard pass on that. No.
It's not?
I don't think so. It's something else. I can still smell it.
What other job did you have there?
I was a karaoke DJ for like 3 years.
Where?
Which also wrecked many songs that I also cannot listen to this day.
Like, name one song you can't listen to anymore because it was ruined.
The non-blondes, awful What's Up.
Oh, the four non-blondes, yeah.
Every drunk woman. Hey! Yay! Can I get more reverb, please? That's not going to help you, honey. You suck. Find another hobby.
What bars did you work in?
Oh, God. Dose, Henry T's.
Benchwarmers?
I don't even remember. I've tried to block that job and every one of those songs out of my mind. I actually started lying to people. Hey, do you have that What's Going On song? No, that disc broke. We don't have that disc anymore. It broke because I threw it at a woman. What's going on?
Wow.
There are certain songs to this day that I hear, and I just... oh. I need more reverb.
It's a good song.
Terrible.
But it was really never a good song.
So bad.
It's a horrible song. Absolutely horrible.
Those were the three jobs I had in college.
So four non-blondes, and then what was another one that they used to always request?
God. Horrible country songs. Something about some girl sitting on her front porch and...
okay, that's like the guy comes in a
truck to pick her up.
Oh, did he have beer?
Ugh.
And just lost his dog?
I was wondering about that. You know how they're talking about these self-driving cars being the wave of the future?
Yeah.
Is there someday going to be a country music song about a guy whose truck left him?
Right here for Seal Wants KC. Believe it or not, spring will be here before you know it. I actually said to a girlfriend last night, can it go into March? Please tell me it can't keep going like this. They are at Seal Wants KC already booking for March because they know the weather is going to turn and then it gets busy. So if you need any of those outdoor surfaces cleaned and sealed, wood or concrete, so think your patio, your deck, your fence, they will come out with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant and seal those items. The privacy fence is a big one. Who wants to think about the cost of replacing those things? They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration at Seal Wants KC when they seal those things for you. Go to the KC Home and Remodel Show. That is coming up. No, it just passed. I'm sorry. I've been on vacation. Don't go to the KC Home and Remodel Show because there won't be anyone there. But tell them Dana sent you when you call. I've been gone. It was so nice where I was. Call my folks at Seal Ones KC now. They will still give you 20% off any job. They were out at the remodel show. 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927. Or online, go to sealonckc.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck. Her boyfriend Tom.
Is this the song that you remember?
Thanks a lot. Splashing text through line. The mud and the muck. I can't. Her daddy said.
It's a good song. He ain't worth with a lick.
When it comes to brains,
he got the short end of the stick. Yeah, this song sucks.
The other thing is a karaoke DJ, you have to act like you're really into what they're doing and then clap and be like, great job. Please don't ever sing that song again or I'll punch you. She's in love with the boy. I cannot overstate how much I despise that song. Oh.
Which one do you hate more?
Oh, it's a close toss-up.
So Trisha Yearwood or Four Non-Blondes?
I just wanted to say, you're not Shania Twain, honey.
The 90s, honest to God.
It's so bad.
The 90s were the, and I know Rod and I have gone round and round on this before. The 90s are a dead decade to me when it comes to music. The worst decade of music ever.
Well, in all fairness, like the 80s, some of the best and worst music came out of the 90s. Because some of my all-time favorite stuff came out of the 90s, but everything that sounds just like Matchbox 20.
There's no gray area. Ugh. It's really good or really bad.
Yeah, I hate that crap.
Alanis Morissette.
There's that part in that song where she's like, and I pray.
Oh,
I just kept thinking,
I pray
this is over soon.
I pray every single day for revolution. Ugh.
It was bad.
I would pray God
but
rips
imagine,
your vocal cords
imagine,
out of your throat.
Scott, hearing the songs that you hate on a loop over and over again every Wednesday and Friday night.
Dana, I couldn't do it.
It would wreck your tolerance.
I couldn't do it.
For a whole lot of music.
Yeah, I could. I would be lying. I'd be like, no, we don't have any
of
those
songs. We don't have
that.
We don't have that.
Oh, you want Kokomo by the Beach
we've
Boys?
We've got some Devo. No. But that's about it.
The Dance by Garth Brooks was another one. Every man in there wanted to sing the dance. We don't have that. Garth doesn't allow it. He doesn't like people singing.
Yeah, Tony Basil only had one song, but she will not allow it at karaoke. We can't do Mickey. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Her rules, not ours. Don't get mad. Don't kill the messenger. Dude, I would gut myself like a fish if I had to do karaoke. I mean, you're a better person than I am because you did it.
Well, it didn't pay bad. You just had to suffer through, you know.
That.
That. A lot.
That is awful. Carrie, you ever do karaoke?
Yeah.
What did you do?
It was a Hootie and the Blowfish song.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, because he's going to make me sing it, and I'm not singing it.
You have a good singing voice.
I'll say, in all fairness, Kara actually can sing.
It's
the people that can't sing that are all so excited to get in line for karaoke.
Well, yeah. That, after nine beers.
That's the problem. That's when I do karaoke.
Is it that one that starts with the word owl?
Yeah, still not telling you because you're still going to make me sing it. I know you will. Not going to tell you.
Remember we found a karaoke app and you could sing and I can sing and then you can find someone else in America that will sing a duet with you and then you can post it online.
That'd be magical.
If you've never heard of it, it is the funniest, most awful app out there because it's so bad. And you get the little bouncing ball, and then you do your part, Kara, and then Scott does his part, and it marries those two together for the worst duet you've ever heard in your life.
Yes, this one. This is the one.
Oh, your voice is too high for this.
Still, I'm not singing.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
You and me, from the world. You and me. Come from different worlds. You always laugh at me when I look at other girls.
Everybody now!
I wanna sing.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hootie. Who do you? Yeah, that's the music business for you.
Oh, newsroom, Caremark, sir.
All right, there's another government shutdown on the horizon. More next.
Be a Valentine's Day pro and make sure you go with proflowers.com. I do every single year, have for probably half dozen years or more. Proflowers offers so many beautiful Valentine's Day bouquets for you to choose from. They're freshly cut, carefully packaged, and express delivered means that their flowers arrive in perfect condition. Our proflowers are fantastic, and they make it easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. So this Valentine's Day, let the pros at Proflowers handle the details. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, days away. But ProFlowers has you covered with an amazing deal on roses. Right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to ProFlowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and make sure you enter the code word PARKS to get this limited-time offer. That's roses for just $19.99 at ProFlowers.com. Make sure you click on the microphone and enter the code word PARKS. ProFlowers.com. Order today.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. There are fresh warnings that there could be a second government shutdown ahead of Friday's deadline to reach a deal on border security. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says House Democrats have decided to add a poison pill into negotiations at the 11th hour by pushing for a hard statutory cap on the number of illegal immigrants who could be detained.
This is where some Democrats are. A get-out-of-jail-free card for criminals because the radical left doesn't like U.S. immigration and customs enforcement.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor this afternoon. A Kansas City man is facing charges under Missouri's revenge porn law that was passed last year. 31-year-old Jacob Aborelli is accused of posting private sexual pictures of his ex-girlfriend online without her consent after the two broke up. He's due back in court on Wednesday. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You've heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon out off of 435 and 87th Street in the heart of Johnson County. We were talking about golf earlier. You want to talk about golf? Wait until you see the scenery out at Cottonwood Canyon, nestled right on top of Canyon Farms Golf Club. That is a quick stroll from your front porch, and all of the amenities that it offers is right there by your front door. An award-winning restaurant that is absolutely fantastic. You are going to love. I actually have reservations there with a girlfriend next week. Go on out, make your reservation to check out the homes at Cottonwood Canyon. There are a limited number of those lots available. 27 lots in that last phase that were just released. The infrastructure's in, the roads are in. They are just waiting for you to choose your lot and build your award-winning dream home. You'll be amazed at the lifestyle, the serenity, the views. And this spring, whoo, it's going to be gorgeous out at Cottonwood Canyon. Check it out for a private tour, 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, to secure your reservation for your private tour, or check out those homes online, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Rainy and foggy weather through the afternoon time. Temperatures are up into the mid to upper 30s, but they're going to start to fall back down to the upper 20s tonight behind our front. The fog sticking around tonight, the rain tapering to drizzle by early tonight, but then with the temperatures falling below freezing, we will see some areas of freezing drizzle. Some breaks in the clouds early Tuesday with even more clearing into the afternoon, the high upper 30s. Sunny and milder, low 50s by Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
33 at KCI, it's 33 in Blue Springs, 34 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Saturday night. Coming to town on February 27th. I know, because I'll be there. Kiss on Dana and Parks. 576-7798. By the way, not looking to make a story out of it. And I just saw NBC posted the same story. The average tax refund this year is down 8%.
Okay, now I heard, especially if you are in Missouri, because of some error in the way they calculated something.
Cut.
Oh, please. Why do you think I vote social issues only? Straight social issue voter.
I thought we just got a tax cut.
Taxes are not going down. The government's not shrinking.
That's what they said.
No.
Refunds.
It's never happening.
Refunds right now are averaging $1,800 compared to $2,000 last year. Down 8%.
Look up the Missouri state tax issue. Even the Kansas City Star a couple weeks ago said Missouri has to do something. The state has to do something because of this error. Here it is. Tax preparers are advising Missouri residents to double-check their income tax withholdings because the state had what it called a long-standing, inaccurate calculation.
Mm-mm.
Essentially, if you live in Missouri, you're either going to see a smaller refund on top of what you're talking about, which is federal, Scott. You will see a smaller refund or owe more on your bill this year than in previous years. The Missouri Department of Revenue said it discovered the error tied to some state deduction in Missouri. It's not going to be good. I think a lot of people who were expecting or counting on a refund are going to be sorely disappointed.
A lot of people are pointing out you're paying less in taxes in your paycheck, therefore you're getting less back from the government. Now, that does make some sense, in fairness. If we're going to play the game fairly.
Okay.
You're paying less in your paycheck, therefore you're getting less back at the end of the year because you didn't pay as much in
right. As
you have in years past. That's a fair argument. That's a perfectly fair argument.
I'm the rare person, even though I understand how math works, that I want money back or I want to be even. I love getting money back, even though I know that that means you've put in and given the government more of your money than you should have. I always prefer to get something back.
Okay.
Right before spring break.
Well, the text line is right, though. If you're paying less in taxes, okay, if you're keeping more up front, you're going to get less on the back end. And that's a legitimate argument to be made. Because I think here's the thing. When it comes to taxes, nobody really, that's too broad of a brush statement. People just get their paycheck and they're just used to what they get, you know? All right, well, you know, let's say you get $2,000 every pay period. You make $48,000 a year. You get $2,000 every pay period, and after taxes, you end up going home with $1,500 every paycheck. You know, $1,300, whatever it is, I don't know. And that's just what you get used to. And then 1 month, it just starts going up to $1,350 or $1,550 or whatever. And wow, I got an extra $50 in my pocket. Great. But then I think we've conditioned Americans into this idea that come every April, you're going to get a big fat check in the mail. We've just conditioned ourselves into this idea.
Right.
You're going to get a big fat check every April or every whatever. Maybe you file earlier than others. And all of a sudden it's down 8%. You're like, well, wait a minute. I thought we got a big tax cut. Well, maybe we did. But you're spending. See, that's the problem with a lot of Americans is they spend what they make. You give me an extra $50, I'm going to spend $50 more dollars a month.
So what would you rather have, an extra $50 a month that I won't even know is there, or would you rather have a big lump sum at the end? I've always preferred the lump sum at the end.
Then take more deductions.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Then don't come. Stephen Gardner. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey. Love you both. How you doing today?
Doing well, man. Thanks.
Okay. I've been listening to this since, you know, pretty much tax season got started. Look, I'm a contractor, so taxes are something that I pay very close attention to. Not only on my business side, but on my personal side as well. And Scott, you hit it spot on. Reality of it is when this tax cut was put out, I guarantee you very few people adjusted their deductions. Two, they got more in their paychecks. And three, if our tax system really worked the way that it was supposed to, none of us would get a return anyway.
Hmm.
Correct. Because the goal is for everyone to break even, correct, Steve? The goal really is to break even.
Well, and the thing of it is, for our Internal Revenue Service or our obligation to taxes, regardless of how you view it, if it works properly, it is a waste of not only tax dollars, since we're on the subject, but effort and an entire government entity to collect taxes to do nothing more than send them back out to us. It makes no sense to me at all. Our government would now granted, they would probably spend it if we left it in their hands, no doubt. But, you know, if our tax code and tax systems, now mind you, most states did not adjust their tax codes to coincide with the federal tax cut, you know, everybody would break even. They'd be just fine. They would have nice paychecks every week or every 2 weeks, and there'd be no argument here to be had. There would never be tax legislation to lower taxes or raise them ever again. Now, not that I'm not a socialist by any stretch of the imagination, but we all have an obligation. It should all just be a standard percentage of our pay.
I agree. Steve, I am a huge proponent of the flat tax.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You guys have a good one.
It's too complicated, and it's too easy to game the system. So just make it a number and be done with it.
No deductions. No mortgage interest. No charitable donations. No work-related deductions.
I think they've already gotten rid of a lot of that this year anyway. I don't think you can deduct what you used to be able to deduct.
No per-child deductions.
All of that would be factored in when they
set
decide your percentage.
So who is going to decide?
Well, now there's a question.
See, now you're just creating the system we already have.
Who decides?
Are we going to go through 150 million individual people?
How many brackets would there be?
I would say three.
I would say five. You have to have a very low bracket for the college kid.
I would say that bracket is zero.
I agree. Under a certain amount, your taxes are zero.
I would say it's 1%. You got to have some skin in the game.
Okay.
You got to have skin in the game.
So 1% for the college kid waiting tables, you know, three nights a week, whatever. Those are the 1% taxed.
Yeah.
And then how high does it go?
I say you do 1%, 15%, and 22%.
Okay. And then what would it take to raise it? Because everyone's going to want to raise it in Congress.
Three-fourths.
Okay. It's like the sales tax. You know, it started out as whatever percent, and then you wake up one day in Leawood and it's 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. When you set it, it would have to be like the forever stamp.
Well, but with
they set it based on your income, and then that's it.
But with a sales tax, here's where they get you, okay? Because I can remember back in the day.
It's a quarter cent. No big deal.
Right. I can remember back in the day when the sales tax was like 5, 6%. And then they start sneaking them in the ballot. And they don't sneak them in the ballot. I'm being somewhat sarcastic. But they'll say, you know, 1/8 of a cent to be used for rebuilding the county jail. And then the next year it's 1/8 of a cent for road improvements. Well, I want road improvements.
We all do.
Check. I want the jail to be secure and safe.
Yeah,
check.
People getting out of there.
And then next year it's 1/8 of a cent for redoing and bringing the schools up to code. Check. I want my kid to go to a good school. You know, 1/8 of a cent for this, 1/8 of a cent for that. Next thing you know, you wake up one day and you got 9% on the sales tax.
Right.
You're like,
well, what's that paying for?
Man, that got out of hand fast. How'd that happen? Because every time you went in, every year, there was a 1/8 of a cent sales tax and it sounded like a good idea. Check. And then next thing you know, you got a 9% sales tax. Let's go to Denise or D-Nice in Overland Park. D-Nice, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Well, I was just calling in because I think it's the way that the news is spinning it, that you guys already talked about it, that yes, our returns are 8% less or 8% less, but everybody paid less all year. I just did my taxes over the weekend. Same standard deduction, same as last year. The only thing that changed was our income. We made about $8,000 more than last year, and our total tax bill was $60 less than last year.
Is it true, Denise, because people are saying this on the text line, is there still a mortgage interest deduction, or did they take that away too?
No, it's still in there.
It's still there.
Okay, good.
So just saying we made more and we paid less than last year.
Okay.
So I think it's just another way to not give Trump any credit.
Oh, see, no. See what you just did?
Yeah, and that's what's going on.
We don't talk. No. We don't talk about that man on this program.
We should start dumping callers that bring politics into these discussions.
Not because we love him or we hate him, but because it ruins the show. It's like,
clarification.
Denise.
Yes.
Why don't you touch on gun control and abortion while you're at it?
Because that's not what I called in.
Okay.
from the text line, and this is a smart clarification. If it is bracketed, that is not a flat tax. Flat tax is 15% across the board.
That's right.
And I would say I don't know that that is fair. Do you really want Warren Buffett paying 15% and then my son who's in college paying 15%? That is grossly disproportionate. If you're making, let's say you're making $20,000 a year, you're just starting out. The flat tax would mean the $20,000 a year person is paying in the same amount of money that Donald Trump is paying in.
You're paying $3,000 a year in taxes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It should not be the same percentage.
I'm okay with a bracketed
flat tax.
Yes. I think there has to be a threshold where... Now, here's the problem. See, these things get sticky. So let's say, just for the sake of this argument, okay, you make $20,000 a year, okay?
Okay.
Follow me here on this piece of paper. At $20,000 or less, let's just say in the Dana and Parks bracketed flat tax world.
Got it.
You pay 1%.
Okay.
You make anything over $20,000, they charge you at say, 15%.
I know where you're going
you
with
make
this already.
$20,001.
You are up in a bracket.
Here's what they would have to do. On the first $20,000, you only pay 1%. Anything over $20,000, you pay 15%.
Correct.
You would have to grandfather in the first 20 grand. Otherwise, people are going to say, no, don't give me that pay raise.
I don't want a raise.
Don't you pay me another $15. Because that's going to put me in a separate tax bracket.
But we are already working under a system where if you get to a certain income threshold, you are bumped up into a higher bracket. This would just hurt more people on that line.
Sherry in Lewisburg. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing quite well, thanks.
Well, I'd like to tell you my tax story. I had this year and last year, it's just me and my husband. We made $1,000 this year more than we did last year because I did go back and look after listening to that lady talk.
Okay.
Okay. I lived through the Kansas tax cut, that nightmare. So because of that, I wanted to make sure I was not going to have to write an additional check to the government. And I know you can tell me I'm stupid for doing the loan, whatever.
No.
So, I was married with no last year. This year, I changed my deductions to be married with no plus $15 a week because I get paid weekly. So, I paid in $800 more than I paid in last year.
Okay.
I got back $300 less than what I got back last year.
Okay. Ooh, I didn't realize at the time.
There are a lot of people getting into the weeds of the mortgage deduction. I don't even want to know.
576-7798. Hey, no Valentine's Day is complete without Sherry's Berries. It is a fan favorite at our home. And I'm telling you right now, if you've never ordered Sherry's Berries, order them today because it will make your Valentine's Day complete. She's going to absolutely love Sherry's Berries. You can't go wrong with their signature dipped Valentine's strawberries dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness. For any discerning palate, she's going to fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. The perfect companion for a candlelight dinner, a bouquet of flowers, a night on the town, and Sherry's Berries always arrive with a 100% freshness guarantee, and they'll ship anywhere in the country. Valentine's Day is 3 days away. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code word PARKS at checkout. That's berries.com. Make sure you click on the microphone and enter the code word PARKS. Order today.
Ow.
Oh, a little Robert Cray coming at you right here.
I hate taxes.
Let's go to Kevin in Tonganoxie. Kevin, hello, my friend.
I work hard for my...
Kevin, hello. Kevin Wants.
Kevin.
Steve in St. Joe, where we will be a week from this Friday. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing quite well. Thank you, my friend.
My personal philosophy is I don't really care what mechanism you use to determine how much of people pay in taxes, but my solution would be this. There's no such thing as withholding during the year. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a tax bill at the end of the year for the exact amount they owe, and elections are held the very next day. I bet you money the tax rates would go down.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Someone close to me does that. They do not withhold anything. And they cut a check at the end of the year. Now, you have to be disciplined to do that. But there is a huge difference between sitting down with your checkbook and physically writing out that money to the government and them taking it out nickel and dime at a time out of your check when you don't miss it or see it.
The downside to that is also that if you do that, you actually end up paying penalties because they don't want you doing that. They don't want you to understand mm-hmm. what you're paying. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with my mother a while ago, and I told her, you know, I have never known. And then I realized even she has never known a time when taxes were not withheld. It was put into place during World War II when the government decided they needed money on the fly. Before that, people actually wrote a check to the government once a year for their entire tax bill.
We've talked about that on this program, Steve. The brilliance of the idea that we all hate, but the brilliance of the idea.
It was your predecessor.
Of the payroll deduction.
Your predecessor, I'll be very quick. Rod, you'll remember this, who once said there would be a revolution in America if you got everything that you were owed by your company, and then every payday waiting outside was the local, the state, and the federal representatives who said, I need $200, and you had to hand them $200. Yeah. Like if
you just know, get Entercom, in a line and hand
say
it out.
Your paycheck was $1,000, Entercom came up here and handed you $1,000 worth of 20s. Waiting outside was the city, the state, and the federal government, and you had to pay them before you got to your car. Your predecessor often said, and he was right, that there would be a revolution in America if they ever pulled that stunt. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, a recent death highlights the need for more counseling for first responders. We'll have details next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks for KC Smile, my friends over there. And over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy and, quite frankly, they were embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile, truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. So schedule your free consultation today. Check them out at kcsmile.com. Again, that's kcsmile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.